12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Twelve-Sided Stories welcomes you to Otherworld Seattle, a story-heavy, rules-light Call of Cthulhu actual play. And now, our keeper, Wes Otis.
Everybody, welcome to Otherworld Seattle. I am Wes Otis, your keeper, and we've got some awesome players with us for episode 3. Let's start with Saint.
Hello, I am Saint, and I will be playing Bailey Wolf, our intrepid photography major who just graduated.
Hi, y'all. Jay Holtham here, and I am playing Sean Charles, a ferret owner. I think that that's the most important part, and a video store clerk.
Hi, I'm Pooja, and I am playing Mira Rao, your neighborhood-friendly mortician and consummate goth.
I'm Michelle Otis, and I am playing Maribel Ochoa, and she is an outdoors woman.
Hey, guys, I'm Mac. I'm playing Cecil Mulgrove, who is a hacker and thinks that the government's behind everything.
Before we start, please consider supporting the show through Patreon or on ko-fi.com, spelled ko-fi. Now, on with the show.
Holy shit, a lot happened last time we were here, Batman. Where to start? So last time we were all together, you went to several different places filming for about a week, and then Elijah got a lead on a house, an abandoned house, which ended up not being abandoned, and you found a ghost, or what you think is a ghost, named Shannon from the 1920s. The house had been abandoned for several years before a unhoused woman, Rebecca, moved in. You met her there. She had carved a symbol into the floor of a particular room under a vanity to keep the evil spirits at bay. And it worked, sort of. They still popped up. There was a brooch, which, against the advice of many of the other people in the crew, Mira took home and put it in a bunch of salt inside a silver pot, and put it on her vanity, which I'm sure is fine and nothing's going to happen. Mira also had to deal with her parents, but got lucky because some hikers went missing in the Capitol Forest south of Seattle, and Maribel asked you all to go out and search for said hikers. You did, and you found a huge circle of trees that have been basically broke off lower on the trunk, a huge destroyed area, and 5 hikers worth of blood strewn about. You searched around. They told you to be careful, but they wanted to see if anyone staggered off or got away. And you saw a huge footprint, 3 footprints, in fact, that led away. The first one with quite a lot of blood around it. All of you are standing around. Bailey is shooting with the camera. And yeah, that's where we're going to pick it up, right there.
That took me a second because I was like, what's she shooting at?
I was thinking the same thing.
We all remember.
My son wants Pokemon Snap so bad. I'm like, why? You want to take pictures of Pokemon? Why? They're for fighting. It's basically, why are you taking pictures of them? That just makes no sense. Dad, it's a great game. I don't know, son. Just giving him shit.
I want to play it so bad.
Look, Pokemon are for cockfighting, and that's it. We all know it. It's a terrible practice. Okay, so you're all standing together around 3 really large footprints, and I'm talking like 2.5 feet long. So considerably big, mashed in footprints.
Big feet.
Big, big. Big, big, big. After three steps, though, they disappear.
And what are the... Do they look like human feet or...
Big, yeah, they do.
Oh.
Yeah, they look like human feet.
Mm. That's unexpected.
That's my job. And you hear the rest of the search party kind of milling about and Nathan going, don't get too close to there, don't move it, you know. And some people are starting to disperse, but no one else has seen these footprints. What would you like to do?
We got to make sure we get all the footage we can before somebody tries to cover this up.
Absolutely. Yeah.
On
yeah,
it.
Barely. Let's shoot. And is there anything in the direction they were going?
Just more deep, dark woods.
Do we want to follow them?
You could.
In that direction, because I know we had the trees smashed down in our original circle, any disturbances? Or does it look...
No, there's absolutely disturbances. You can see trees that have been snapped. It looks like what happened was the first few steps were in mud, and then the ground firmed up enough that there wasn't any more impacts.
Hmm.
Either that or it's a ballet dancer. Which would be also horrifying.
Oh, it's the Hulk.
Yeah.
You could totally follow where the trees have been disturbed if you wanted to.
I'm curious. Bailey definitely filmed the footprints at this point. I want to go towards the forest that looks more firmed up, less muddy, but I definitely am not going by myself. Definitely want to do it like, okay, well, perhaps we have someone kind of leading it. We can splice this into the show somehow. One of our hosts, perhaps.
Elijah goes, yeah, this, I mean,
yeah,
doesn't have to be just ghosts. It can be this freaky shit. Let's follow this.
Let's do it, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Mira, get up in front. Do the hosting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do hosting mostly for, you know, houses and interior spaces. Maybe Maribel would be better to lead.
Sure. Maribel?
Sure. Okay.
But I mean, I just want to... Should we tell Nathan? I mean, that is a lot of blood.
Are we the only ones who found the blood or no one else?
You guys are the only ones around this area. You all are the only ones around this area.
Well,
I mean, and if whatever did this took one of them.
Listen, there's a lot of blood, but blood isn't going anywhere. So if we just follow this trail for a little while and come back, the blood's still going to be here, but maybe the story has gotten away.
I'm filming this.
Yeah, but Nathan's right there. I mean, we could just at least point it out.
Then they're going to follow us. It's going to be, let's get the story and then we'll just come back. We'll just go and then we'll come back.
And if it is Bigfoot, we don't want to scare it away.
I know, but all my instincts are telling me that, you know, everything that I've learned, you need to let someone know where you're going, because if you get lost in the woods, they won't know to come looking for you.
Then you end up like these five hikers.
Yeah, but we have yous. We won't get lost in the woods.
That's no guarantee.
You know these woods.
Really experienced hikers who've gotten lost.
You can figure this out. There's also like six of us. We'll be fine.
I think we can at least just yell for Nathan, and then we'll just go. And that way he'll know someone went this way.
Do you want to get scooped? That's how we get scooped.
Do I want to get scooped by whatever scooped those hikers? I think is the real question, and the answer is no.
Man, come on.
It's one thing to, like, commune with the already deceased, and it's another thing to become the deceased.
All right, fine.
And as much as life is, like, about pain, I really would like to focus on emotional pain rather than physical pain.
I don't think we're going to be in any pain at all. I'm just saying, that's where the story is. That's where the movie is.
I think those hikers were in a lot of pain.
I mean, tell that to my feet right now. These shoots weren't made for the woods.
Well, whose fault is that, Mira?
Obviously, the hikers.
Fine, tell Nathan.
So, do you tell Nathan, Maribel?
Yeah. Yeah, because I know better.
Buzz kill.
Nathan comes over and, like, takes a look. He's, ah, oh, God, It's probably some guy with fake feet on murdering people. That doesn't make any sense either. I don't know what this is, but I don't like it. So you want to follow off into the woods? Do you have any gear at all with you?
Yeah, I would, because I would have already had my gear ready in a bag to go, because that's just how I am.
Okay.
As for my friends, I can't speak.
Don't go too far into the interior. I mean, we've been out here for about 3 or 4 hours, so it's like noon at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So Nathan says, you know, you can go follow it. When the police get here, I'll let them know that there's blood over here. But be back before dark, like your kids or something, I know. But just be back here before dark. I don't want to have to come searching for a second group of people.
Sure.
I'll take the flare gun with us just in case we get into trouble.
Now, because you're in the forestry service, I'm going to assume... So they used to have those big-ass cell phones that were like... They were like cases, and they were sat phones that would go directly up to a satellite. And they're actually more reliable than the cell phones we have now, believe it or not.
Yeah, sat phones, you can get a signal anywhere on the planet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm going to make a luck roll for Nathan to see if Nathan has a sat phone with him that he will let you all take. All right. He does. So he says, all right, just take this phone. If you get lost, call me. And call me once you're out of the woods as well, so I know that you all are safe, okay?
Okay.
Will do.
Yep.
Cool. Michelle, can Maribel make me a tracking roll?
Yes, I made it. 44 under my 53.
Okay, so you guys travel along following broken up, disturbed trees. And every once in a while, you come across a small creek that's running. It's not hard to get across, but it is hiking. So if you're not wearing hiking boots, it's a bit much. Mira is definitely at a disadvantage with her movement right now.
I mean, it's not like giant docks aren't practical shoes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They just don't move very well.
Right, exactly. Oh, you've got docks on? Are they new or old?
I would say I've broken them in.
So they're old, because that's the only way you can break docks in.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I would literally have not been able to make it to the original clearing if they were new.
Not at all. You hear the creek before you get to it, and this is after about 2 hours of following along, and you hear the sound of grunts, almost like primitive grunts, something you would imagine like a caveman doing or something. And when you come around the corner and you see there's a little depression, and you see a pile of 5 bodies next to the creek, and a massive human sitting down. They've got no clothes on. They're covered in really long hair, covered in mud, eating a camper. Peels off their clothes like a banana or whatever. Gets rid of the clothes and just chowing down.
How large of a humanoid are we talking?
Well, from the trees and from what you've seen, I mean, they're sitting down, but they're probably about 10 feet tall if they were to stand up.
All right.
Yeah, that's real tall.
Yeah, it's real tall.
It's bigger than a grizzly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Oh. It's pretty big.
A grizzly's about 7 feet or 8 feet.
I'm going to whisper to Sean and be like, oh my God, man, we found Bigfoot. You fucking found Bigfoot.
I have to roll something real quick. It looks up for a second.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
And starts scanning across the creek.
Hide?
I figured you already were hiding. I already made that assumption.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm still filming, but yes. And I wanted to zoom in, but now I'm afraid it's hearing is too good. I mean, Bailey's going to zoom in because you wouldn't assume. But
right.
Mm-hmm.
It's scanning. Can everybody make me a resolve check, please?
It's
Next week we'll be making characters for Otherworld Rome.
No.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I rolled a 72 over my 68.
Ooh, okay.
I rolled an 85 over my 68.
Okay.
Oh man, I have a 56 under my 67.
I rolled an 88 over my 68.
Oh, that's three.
I got a 7.
Oh, come on.
It's cool because, like, last time we played, my resolve checks were the only ones I succeeded.
This time I'm going to roll individually instead of rolling one and giving you all the same number. So, Saint, you are lucky you take 1 point.
Okay.
Of resolve damage. Jay, three.
Oh, 3 points. Ooh, that feels like a lot.
It's a little too close to running away or attacking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mac.
Oh, no. What did you do, Wes?
I'm really sorry.
No, you're not.
Okay, I'm not. 7 points.
What? Oh.
Shit just got real.
Give me a luck roll. You're doing a 50-50 roll.
Yeah, and I failed that.
Okay, roll a four-sided. Let's see what happens.
Four.
Okay.
I think that's when you attack blindly.
Okay, you are totally frozen for the next four rounds, so you can't be moved. You're just frozen in fear.
Can I speak, or am I completely just done?
Let's say you can't even speak. You just, the fear has taken over your brain, and you are just frozen.
All right.
Maybe shaking a little bit.
Oh, boy.
Cool.
Better than attacking.
Definitely better than attacking.
You all brave-hearted. Ah!
So my question is, are we upwind of it or downwind of it? Because if it's looking at us or looking around, it might be smelling us.
It's looking around, and you are upwind of it. And it stands up, and it's male.
Oh, cool.
Just a really tall humanoid male.
Mm.
It's got this torso in one hand, throws the torso down, peers around a little bit, and then it scoops up the mangled remains of all the campers and runs off into the forest. Trees jostling back and forth as it smacks into them while it runs. Now, everybody make me just a knowledge check. Roll against your knowledge score.
Intelligence?
Education.
Education, okay.
Oh, I made it.
Made it.
Hey, I made it. 35.
Made it.
Out of my 70.
I didn't roll yet.
Oh, okay, I may be frozen, but I'm smart.
I mean, I feel like frozen was the best outcome there.
Yes, really was.
It really was. Because if you had run, you would have made noise. And if you had attacked, it would have, like, known you were there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. So it runs off into the woods. And like I said, it took you about 2 hours to find it. You know that if it sensed that you were there, you're guessing that because it recently had food, it didn't try to find out what was watching it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you... You guys have all this amazing footage.
Yeah, I was guessing Leon would be like, tell me you got that.
Yes. Yeah.
Tell me you got all of that.
Unless I got a roll, I got that.
No, I'm going to say you got it. You snuck up on it.
Did we see its face?
Yes, it's just... It has a really long black hair beard. Goes all the way down to about its mid-chest. It's covered in hair. Like, it looks very furry, I'll say that. Mm-hmm. Really long hair on the top. Yeah, you did get a good shot of its face.
Did it have, like, a human face? Or, like, a bear face? Or...
It had more of a human face.
Okay.
All right.
Yar.
Too bad that beard didn't grow long enough for us not to know that it was male.
No. It was on display for all to see.
Oh, man, I forgot what I was going to say. Trying not to picture every little detail.
Yep. Nope.
All right. Do you all want to follow this thing some more, or have you had enough?
No, we need to go. Yeah.
If it can scoop up all those hikers and just run,
yeah, we need to get back and start editing.
Yeah, we got the proof. Yeah. We got the proof, and that's the important part.
All right, so you spend a couple hours making your way back out. By the time you get out of the forest, it's probably around 4 or 5. Still plenty of sunlight out because it's I believe we said it was July or something. It's summertime. And who drove you all here? Did you take two? Because I know that Cecil has a rabbit, so though all of you could fit in a rabbit, it's really a tight.
It'd be snug.
It's snug, and the car would literally be right against the road, like almost scraping.
Well, I know no one is going to let me drive, so.
I'm going to guess that Maribel has a ragtop Jeep.
That sounds about right.
Because that's, about right.
When you came out, did you just take the ragtop Jeep, or did you have a second car as well?
I feel like we would have maybe brought both cars. There's enough of us.
Okay. What is the plan? Where do you want to reconvene back at Holy Roast or Mugs of Joe? Or do you want to go to somebody's apartment and look at some of this footage? What's the plan from here?
I definitely want to look at the footage.
Yeah. Definitely want to go get into the editing bay and start looking at what we got.
Yes.
Yeah, and I have to give Nathan back his sat phone, flare gun.
That's easy enough. Yeah, you can do that.
I feel like if we go back to Bailey's place, because you would have the actual like equipment and everything to
all the decks.
I mean, Elijah has it as well, but he goes, my parents, I don't know, they've been kind of weird and lately, and I'm a little, it's awkward. There's something going on and I don't know what, but the last thing I want to do is be in the middle of all that. So yeah, let's go to Bailey's.
Yes.
All right. So who is in the rabbit and who is in the ragtop Jeep?
Well, I'm driving the ragtop.
Right.
I'm driving the rabbit.
All right. Who's in the rabbit?
I'm going to go in the rabbit. I have had quite enough of outdoor exposure today.
I'm going to hop in the ragtop with Bailey as close as I can to this footage because it is gold.
Yeah.
Bailey, you're in the ragtop then, right?
Yes.
Okay. Elijah will be in the rabbit as well.
Okay.
All right. So you're all heading back. It, like I said, it takes a while. And this is during more of a rush hour situation. It's a lot slower going as you're heading up from Capitol Forest up to Tacoma through to Seattle. And as you're driving, who is in the lead car and who is behind? Who's out front? I doubt it's the rabbit.
Yeah, I think I'm out front because I think I'm also like trying to defensive drive and make sure nobody's following me.
Okay. Well, luckily enough, someone is following you.
Son of a bitch.
Ho-ho.
You look in the rearview mirror and you see a black 1968 Cadillac creeping up behind you.
Mira. Mira.
Yeah.
Look. Do you see that car?
The Caddy? Yeah.
Yeah, it's totally following us.
It has blacked out windows.
That's creepy.
Yeah, it's super following us.
It starts to get closer towards your bumper.
Defensive driving kicks in. And like if there's like a crazy turn or something that I can make.
You're on a straight out highway right now.
I am?
Oh, yeah, shit. You're on a freeway going north and Maribel's ragtop Jeep is a car length in front of you.
Are there any exits coming up or anything?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, if there's like an exit that I can kind of like last minute, like zoop.
Yes, there is an exit coming up.
I'm going to drive like everything's normal. And the second I get towards an exit, I'm going to like peel across like lanes of traffic.
That sounds like a drive roll to me.
Probably. I don't think that's going to go very well because I didn't take drive.
Oh, no. You know what? But I did. So.
But she's driving.
I know. Like, gaffer, like, navigator kind of help?
No.
I'll tell you what. Like, I saw this move in La Femme Nikita.
Oh, dice.
I was watching liquid television and I can tell you exactly what to do.
Oh, are you shitting me? Oh. I got 24, 4 points over my drive skill.
Oh.
Yeah, I've got a drive skill of 20. Like, that's not fair, dice. Like, fuck you, dice. Because I was so close.
Okay. And Mira, you are not expecting this move either. You go, oh, someone's following us. And then just suddenly out of nowhere, this move happens that Cecil decided to make. Maribel, you're driving ahead and you look in your rearview mirror, and 1 second the rabbit's there, and the next second it is gone. You don't see it anywhere. And you notice that a lot of cars have stopped way behind you as you continue to go forward.
Oh no.
What the heck?
I pull over safely, but I pull over.
Okay.
I see if I can see the rabbit.
Yeah, you're pretty far from it by the time that you've noticed all this, but you do see a lot of commotion. You do not see the rabbit. And suddenly when you stop, when you get out, you hear the sound of a black helicopter flying over you. And suddenly a second car pulls up in front of you really quickly.
Okay.
Do you want to try to run away?
Well, but I want to tell Bailey stash the footage. Like,
all right.
Are we all seeing this at the same time?
Yeah, the three of you are all seeing it at the same time.
Yeah, as soon as I see a black car racing up, I'm like, oh God, are we getting jump mugged, kidnapped? So yeah,
jump a mug.
So I just like the camera's the most valuable thing I have with me. So I'm like oh shit, like trying to conceal it. I know they're still chunky even though it's the 90s. So I guess I put it in the bag.
Well, this one was a hand.
Yeah. Right. So I didn't say that I'm what I was wearing, but perhaps I put it under my July coat.
Okay, your July coat.
Just like, what could I stick?
Stick it under the seat.
All right, I start to put it under a jacket, and then I'm like, wait a minute, I'm being foolish, and I stuff it under the seat. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, Sean literally says that, under the seat.
Yes, okay.
I need to know now, Maribel, are you going to jump back in the car and try to reverse and get out of there?
Hell yeah.
Okay. So right as you jump in, you see two men get out of the car. They're wearing black suits with black ties. They have sunglasses on that are identical. They look like twins. Very, very pale. Like, paler than me. I know it's hard to fathom that, but that pale. They have earpieces, and give me a drive roll.
Oh. All righty. I did take drive, but it's not very high. A 4 by 40.
Oh, nice.
This is making up for all those resolve checks left.
All right, dice. Look. All right. Look, do you see Michelle's dice? Hers did it good.
So you... Actually, you know what? You narrate what happens. Ooh. How do you get away?
Okay, I peel out. All right. And I get off the freeway and I get into a more wooded area so that the helicopter can't see us, somewhere where there's more trees, like over the top of the street. And I am drifting around corners as best I can in a Jeep and, you know, taking all sorts of twists and turns. And I get into a residential neighborhood where I see there's an empty carport. And I pull into the carport and turn everything off, and we all duck down.
All right. So this big chase happens, and, you know, this car, the one that was following the rabbit, was a Cadillac. This one's a Lincoln Continental. Same thing from the 70s. But they both look brand new. And you do this, like, Tokyo drift thing into a spot, you know, everyone ducks down. And the Lincoln Continental just slowly drives by, you know, like a creeping cop almost, and just gets completely by and then keeps going. And all of you breathe for the first time in 2 minutes.
Awesome driving, Maribel.
Holy crap.
Thanks. I'm like shaking.
So let me go back to, look at Pooch is just waiting. Just like,
like, what happened?
What happened?
I can't see you. You can't hurt me.
Yeah, in an audio format, that'll work. So, Elijah, Mira, and Cecil, you remember darkness and flashes of light every once in a while coming to and seeing a grungy room or a dirty room being strapped to some chair. And hearing every once in a while splashes of water across your face to wake you up for a moment. You're in a lot of pain. Cecil, at one point you wake up and you see one of these tall men in black with shades on coming at you with a syringe right before you pass out. So let's move back over to the other three.
Oh my God.
You see them pass by. What do you do next?
Wherever we go, we have to take the back roads, but I don't know if we can go to the coffee shop. They might be waiting for us there.
Yeah.
Do you want to circle back around and see if you can find the rabbit?
Oh, that feels so risky, but also they are our friends.
They are our friends.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to.
Yeah, we should go see what happened to him.
All right.
Is there a way that I can use... I'm looking at my skills, and I'm
obfuscate. Oh, wait, that's a different game.
Well, I do have disguise, but I don't think I can do a whole production. Cover the car, cover all of us, the whole team. It's okay. No, I don't have any skills for this. Just stealth, maybe.
A stealthy Jeep. It's just going to be luck.
Okay.
Who has the highest luck among the three of you?
I only have a 20.
Oh, Jesus.
35. I've got a 35.
Where is that again? Oh, 70.
Oh.
Oh. How did you get so lucky?
The build I chose as a photographer put a lot of stuff into, I guess I put a lot into intelligence that I haven't used yet.
Well, I'm going to make this a luck roll. I'm going to make the roll and not tell you what I did. Okay. So you head back and you swing around and you have to take surface streets. You're avoiding everything. You see the helicopter go around a few times, but then it disappears, and you don't see any more of the Lincoln Continental. Anyway, you come back around, and you see the rabbit, basically it's on its side, and the top door that's to the sky is open. So you see your friends on the ground, they're being attended to by a group of people, and then you see the Cadillac not very far away with two more of these. They look exactly like the same guys that were driving the Lincoln, but they're not coming up to where the crash happened. And after a moment, you hear off in the distance a ambulance siren. What do you want to do?
We gotta attend to our friends.
The ambulance is coming. If we're detected, those people are gonna come get us.
Yeah, we can't get caught, and they're not here, so...
We can wait where we are because they haven't seen us until the ambulance picks them up.
I morally feel so terrible about doing that, but I understand we are in a fucked up situation. The thought of like waking up at a hospital with no one you know around you hurts Bailey's soul.
Well, we can sneak into the hospital, but...
Right.
Right now, there's nothing, literally nothing we can do. We're not paramedics.
No.
No. So, okay, we should make sure that they actually get picked up by paramedics, though. Or if we can stay.
So you wait. You stay and wait.
Stay and observe.
Yeah, we'll stay and wait and see what's going on.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So you hang out and you're watching, and it looks like they've gotten first aid, and a couple of ambulances show up. They're all going to the same hospital. So Seattle Grace Mercy West is where these ambulances are heading. That will be the last time I say that full name. Mercy Grace is what we're going to say from now on. They load up your friends, start IVs, and quickly get them into the ambulances, and the ambulances tear off. There's a couple of cop cars that are kind of leading the charge in front and in back. And I'm going to assume that you watch what the men in black do. After a few moments, one of them, who is smoking, throws down his cigarette, kind of disgust, and drives away, and you don't see the helicopter again.
Are we all going to just pretend you didn't just kind of say it's?
Huh?
No, I heard that.
What?
yeah, we all heard it.
Heard what? I don't know what you're talking about.
I think we should go to the hospital, but I think we should hide the tape somewhere first, because that's what they're after. You know that's what they're after.
Good idea. Good idea. Where can we hide the tape where there's nothing to look for it?
I mean, somebody does own a video store.
I was going to say, okay, we'll go to the video store. We'll go to Weirdo Video, and we can leave it there.
Yeah. I have a feeling if I take it myself, it will be a two. Too obvious. Also, Emily, she never checks on my house at all, so...
Yeah.
There could be a family raccoons in there. She'd have no idea.
That's really the true horror of this game, is the family of raccoons.
Can we make copies of it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm thinking insurance?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, yeah.
Yeah, like two or three backup copies. I was that kind of student.
Yes.
You make it to Weirdo Video, and the door is locked. It should be open, and you hear the sound of music being played through the door.
Mm-hmm.
You have the key. Do you want to go in?
Yeah, I'm going to unlock it.
Are you all going with him?
Yes, I assume so.
You walk in, and there is this really loud music being played.
Mm-hmm.
And out of the back comes Freedom's Ride. And he's like half dressed, and he goes, "Oh, hey man, how you doing?" And then his wife comes out of the office.
Mm-hmm.
And she's half dressed. And says, "Oh, I didn't know any, I thought we were closed for the day." Freedom goes, "Can I help you guys? What's up?"
Nothing, no big deal. Don't worry about us. Just need to use some of the dubbing equipment in the back for just a couple minutes. So just you carry on.
That's fine. Just knock before you go in, because Tina and Rachel are back there partying a little bit, and you don't want to, like, spook them
okay.
or anything like that, all right?
All right, whatever, dude.
All right, cool. As you all are walking past the office, you notice there's two more people in the office that he came out of, and a cloud of smoke. Just like a sauna.
Mm-hmm.
And you go down in the dubbing room, knock on the door. Sure enough, two hippies come scurrying out like raccoons. Oh no, we're found. And you set up your decks and start to copy.
Listen, Maribel, why don't Bailey and I stay here? And you, is Elijah still with us, or do we dump him?
No, Elijah was in the rabbit.
No, Elijah's in the rabbit. So yeah, I guess it's just, like, you want to go to the hospital alone, or do you want to take Bailey to the hospital, and I'll stay here and dub?
I don't know. It might be easier for one of us to go in alone, just to,
yeah.
You know, I mean, but it's up to Bailey. I mean, we could do two of us, you know.
Thank you for including my input as well. I really appreciate it. Now that so much has passed, I'm starting to get real paranoid, and as worried as I am about our friends being okay,
mm-hmm.
probably wouldn't help if we all got kidnapped at the same time. So
yeah.
I'm curious, because we haven't seen the footage at all. I want to know if we even actually got anything or if we're being hunted for no reason.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, then you guys check out the footage, make the copies. My suggestion, hide one copy like in the stacks somewhere here at the store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somewhere in the old stock or whatever.
It's all old stock.
I mean, in the back room, you know, label it, you know, how to fix your vacuum cleaner.
Right.
And nobody will, you know, bother to. And then the other two copies just.
We'll split up. Some old guy. I've been looking for this video forever.
All right. You know, and then we can figure out where to hide the other copies and the original. But like I said, I think that's the safety.
I think that's a great plan. Let's do that.
Yes.
So you all stay there. Let's shoot over to the hospital real quick. Sorry it took so long, guys.
It's cool. We're just convalescing.
Cecil, you wake up from your nightmare to find yourself in an actual hospital that's clean, in a bed. It looks like an emergency room. You can hear the sound of Mira's parents frantically whispering to each other. On the other side, you can hear Elijah's parents bickering with each other about something, but all with concerned voices.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a IV in you. You are bruised up really bad, some lacerations. Any car accident in a rabbit is a near-death experience, unfortunately. But you had just a really horrible dream. All of your paranoia fueled your dream when you got knocked out.
If it was a dream.
Dun, dun, dun. A few moments after you wake up, you can hear Maribel talking to a nurse. And finally, the curtain gets pulled back and Maribel appears at the foot of the bed.
Oh.
Ta-da! Ta-da.
Oh, man, I feel like garbage. Oh, my God. But they were following us, and evasive maneuvers were not in my favor today.
No, I get it. We managed to get away from them, you know.
Is the footage safe?
We managed to get the footage somewhere safe, and we're dubbing it as we speak.
Do you think it was just the footage they were after? Maybe they're after me. I don't know. I don't know anything right now. I mean, and I had this wild dream that I hope was a dream, but it also could have been the lizard people. I don't know.
Well, I mean, let's put it this way. If they haven't gone that large scale against you before, then there's a chance that this was the footage, not you. I totally get her paranoia.
Do a idea roll for me, Cecil. And that's just your intelligence.
All right. I got a 9. And my intelligence is more than 9, just in case you're wondering.
That's good to know. Bacon was in your place just a week ago after doing some really stupid stuff on your computer. That pops in your head as a possibility as well.
Believe me, I've been thinking about it. This might be a personal vendetta against Cecil Mulgrove.
Mira, you slowly wake up to the sound of, well, it's not my fault that she's adventurous. I tried very hard to get her to understand responsibility and stay home to help us with the bodies. And now she almost becomes a body. Look at her. She's all bruised up. I don't know what to do. And honey, relax, settle down. It's okay. Well, look, we're going to get her the pager. She'll just have to take it and have it anyway. We're not going to.
The pager.
Oh, honey, you're awake.
The pager
would
not have helped in a car accident situation.
Oh, honey, we know the pager wouldn't help, but I mean,
car accidents happen all the time.
Don't talk too much. Don't talk too much. You don't want to, you know, you're very, very hurt. You've got some lacerations and some bruising, and luckily nothing got broken. But we're just worried about you. What these friends you're hanging out with, Who was driving the car?
It wasn't Cecil's fault. Somebody sideswiped us. There's nothing you could do about Cecil. That. Right?
Well, right? The police had said that.
Remember
it
when
it seemed like the car went off the road very quickly.
And there that's wasn't what a, happens a when side somebody swipe. Sideswipes you. They tried to merge into our lane where we were. Cecil saved our lives by getting out of the way. You remember what happened to Auntie Naya when she got in that accident? When the person merged into her? She was in that cast for 4 months.
I think it's time for you to get a car, like a real car. You know, they've been selling these SUVs lately. They're really big, safe cars. It might be the best thing for you.
I'm fine driving the hearse. I just couldn't take it this weekend because y'all were busy.
Could you imagine if you got in a car accident with a hearse, though?
It's like a tank.
Yeah, it's a tank, but there's things inside the car that can go all wrong. I don't know. Look, I don't want to argue with you. Just your mother and I will be just outside the curtain if you need us.
I love you. Thank you for coming down.
I love you too. And they walk outside the curtain and you just see their silhouettes just standing there on the other side of the curtain, whispering to one another.
Just every once in a while you hear the word pager. And then responsibility.
Responsibility and why can't she be more like her sister? Things like that. So let's go back to Sean and Bailey. So you all are running this footage. Now, the cool thing is you can actually see the footage as it's being dubbed. You guys are doing it in fast mode. Mm-hmm. Other parts, not so much. You can tell Bailey was having trouble with, you're running the tape quick, so you're seeing the recording up. Some of the stuff, from what you can tell, you're going to have to really look through it, but some of the stuff is very steady, and sure enough, you see this thing covered in hair standing up across the creek, its hair matted with camper blood. Our hiker blood. Camper blood is totally different. It's pretty shocking footage.
As I'm watching it, there's the obvious, which is the creature we found. But can I use spot hidden to see anything I might have not noticed the first time?
Not right this second, because you are doing like the fast dubbing thing to get it, because it's not real time. Definitely that's something we can do.
Okay.
The party's still going on in the main room, and you finally get done. Where do you two want to go?
It's way later at this point. Like,
it's
hours.
Probably way later. It's probably about 8 o'clock at night at this point.
Have we heard from Maribel?
I was just about to say, can I call Maribel? Then I was like, wait, I can't call Maribel.
Yeah. Maribel, do you call the video store?
Yeah, I'll go from a payphone at the hospital, because they still had those.
Yeah, yep. they're all over the place. They'll start dying out in 2 or 3 years, and it's a slow, horrible death. So yeah, you all are bopping along with the record, and Freedom comes in bleary-eyed and goes, "Hey man, you've got a call."
Oh, cool.
Do you guys need anything? You want like red vines or we got Reese's peanut butter cups or Snickers or
anything? I'm good.
I'll take some red vines.
We have Yabba Zabba. What?
Red vines sound great.
All right, I'll get you some red vines. Kind of wanders off and then wanders back with a package of red vines.
Yes.
Sean, do you want to answer the phone?
Yeah. Well, I'll take the phone from him.
Hello, Sean?
Hey, Sean, it's Maribel.
Hey, what happened? Hey, what's going on?
All three of them are in the emergency room, but nothing serious. They got knocked out, but no broken bones, no internal injuries, nothing like that. They're doing okay, other than Mira's parents giving her a hard time. I think, it's all good. Mm-hmm. But Cecil came up with something important. She said that maybe it was, remember that guy who was in her trailer using her computer.
Right, yeah.
That maybe that's what this is about and not...
Not
the footage, but I don't know. I think the timing is just too coincidental.
Yeah. I think that's I don't know. Maybe it's all tied together somehow. But that's good to know. Well, we're midway through making some copies. Do you want us to come meet you? Well, I mean, I don't know if I trust Bailey to drive us there. When they're ready, do you want to bring them here?
Yeah. I think that's the safest bet. Okay. All right. Sounds good.
All right.
We'll just say for plot reasons, they have just enough insurance to stay there long enough to get patched up.
I figure Elijah and I are still on our parents' insurance at this point.
Yeah, probably. Maribel, you're in the front lobby, and as you're hanging up the phone, you're looking outside the glass windows. And you see the black Lincoln Continental slowly drive by. And that's where we're going to end it.
Oh!
Creepy.
Thank you all. That was a very fun, exciting little game there. That was very cool. Where can we find all you lovely people? Let's start with Mac.
Hey guys, I have been and will continue to be Mac Beauvais. You can find me everywhere as @StrangeLikeThat. That's the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebooks, my website, and possibly how the lizard people found me.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and you can find me on the Twitter at Michulu. That's MICHULHU. You can also find my music through Plate Mail Games on DriveThruRPG, or you can subscribe through BattleBards.
Hi, I'm Pooja. You can find me on Twitter at LADESIGirl. That's LADESI girl. And pretty much on all the other socials is Forgotten Saves. I am also on Happy Jacks RPG and occasionally on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel, also playing some RPG goodness.
Hi, y'all. You can find me on the socials at Jay Holtham in all the places that you do social things online. And you can also find me on Happy Jacks on occasion and on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel, often playing with Pooja.
Hello, I'm Saint or Saint Spider, and you can find me on Twitter at Saint Spider TV. That's SaintSpiderTV. Yeah, TV. I forgot about spelling TV and the word TV. Oops.
Television.
Yeah, Denny.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games on Twitter. You can find the podcast on Twitter under 12 Sided Story, the number 12, and then Sided Story spelled out. And on Instagram, same thing, the number 12, and then Sided Story. Or on our website, 12 Sided Story, all words, all spelled out. If you want to help the podcast, join the Patreon or give us a shout out on social media. Or give us a review. Any of those things are very helpful, and we really appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you'll be with us for Otherworld Seattle, episode 4.
Bye.
Bye.